Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and this morning we have with us Michelle
Kowalczyk.
Thank you. I was hoping you would catch the lead in there. Because even though I sat here this morning and I took my fingers and I put them on my lips and forced my lips to pronounce your last name correctly, I wanted to hear it from your lips.
That's okay. I get this all the time.
Oh, well, Michelle, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And Michelle, your background is in banking. And I have to get us started this morning with a quick little funny story about a banker I met the other day. Actually, it was last Saturday. And I've never had this experience. I love the people that work in the banking and the accounting industry because they do what they do, so I don't have to. And the long story short, this teller, I swipe my card to start the transaction to make a deposit. And she says, well, it's not working. I said, well, it always works in the ATM. She said, well, that's because it reads the chip. I went, oh, okay. She said, it looks like your card. You really should, sit down with one of our tellers. It only takes a few minutes. I said, well, I'm kind of late to get to a picnic, and then I got to get to a family event after that. And I said, so I don't have time today. Can I do it online? She said, oh, absolutely. But you really, really need to update your card. You need to get a new card. I said, oh, okay, well, you've made that clear. I understand my card's bad. I think it's probably because of the magnets that I wear. I go through cards pretty quickly. And she said, well, you really should do it right now. You should take the time to do it with one of our tellers because you're going to be SOL. And I, Michelle, do you know what SOL means?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you do.
I'm surprised she used that term.
I know. That's what was so ironic. And I looked at her and I said, SOL. I said, I think I've heard that acronym from some of my firefighter friends that's the only verbiage and language they know how to use because they just, that's, anyway. And I said, and then she went ahead and said the acronym for me. And then I looked at her and I went, oh, so this is really serious. I do need to get a new card right away. She said, well, yeah, because you're gonna use an ATM and it's not going to read the chip like it's doing. And then I just said, whoa, okay, wow. And as I was trying to convey to her that, ma'am, this is not that big of a deal. But I know, Michelle, you are not that type of banker, are you?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. I haven't been in the banking industry for, I'm going to say 15 years, since I discovered Nikan. So, yeah.
And you had texted to me, you said that the banking industry left you basically hit rock bottom, stress, prescription, drugs, expand.
Yes. I was very successful in my career, successful enough that I was nominated as top performer for our area, and it was a large area, and my husband and I went on a cruise on the expense of the bank. It was a reward for my performance. I was doing very, very well. And when I returned from this trip, it was an amazing trip, as all cruises are, they wanted me to bump up my performance and my goals. It was all about goal setting and reaching your goals. And at that time, I was working at 400% over expectation of the bank, and they wanted me to increase. And I couldn't do it. It was the breaking point. And at that point, my headaches were so badly out of control. I was overdosing on unbelievable drugs to cope with the discomfort. And one of my customers came up to me and said, here, this might help you. I thought he was loony. This was 18 years ago. And I'm standing there. I remember this, you know, as though it was yesterday. And I'm standing there holding this necklace. in my hand, just looking at it and looking at him and trying to figure this out. Now, I realized that I was very heavily sedated to deal with the discomfort, and I could not, for the life of me, put it together. And one of my colleagues came up and said, you know, I think you should give this a try. I've heard amazing things. So she put the necklace on me, and I wore it for a week, and I was noticing some really funky things going on. And I really thought I was hallucinating on the drugs that I was taking, and I was afraid to say anything that, you know, I put this necklace on and I feel dizzy and lightheaded, and when I take it off, that feeling goes away. I didn't understand what was going on, but I was afraid to discuss it. And so I just took the necklace off. And when I saw Todd again, he said to me, where's your necklace? And I said, well, I took it off. And he asked why. And I said, well, weird things are happening with it. And he just laughed. And he said, well, that's supposed to happen. And I said, well, you didn't tell me that. Anyways, he said, just drink lots of water and put that necklace back on. Within a week, my youngest daughter was pleading with me to purchase the necklace. And back then, it was a purchase. It was an investment. And I took her word on it, but I asked her, Marie, why do you want me to buy this necklace? And she said, Mommy, because you're happy. That just broke my heart. She noticed the difference in my demeanor that I couldn't even notice. So my whole point here is when we're talking to people who are not well, who are sick, who are maybe on a lot of drugs to deal with the discomfort they're dealing with, they may not notice what's going on. You might see them. It's our job to be very gentle with these individuals and help them go through the process. I'm so grateful that he was patient. I'm so grateful for my daughter to step up and not be afraid to say, Mommy, you need this? She was only 12. So, you know, that's huge.
You know, and Michelle, there's so many things, so many points. You've told a story, and then you've made several key points. And I think one of them is that those of us who have children or grandchildren, this is one of those things that, as has happened many times with me, with my three daughters, they reach up and grab my cheeks and say, Daddy, are you listening to me? You know, one of those, stop what you're doing and listen. And I really am working on it. I do not, I will not have conversations with people while I'm texting. I just stop because they're in front of me, you know, so it's very, very important to, you know, stop what you're doing. But to have this encounter with your daughter and for her to be able to observe and say, you know, you're happy when you wear that versus proving that you can achieve over 400%. And I don't know almost, I know almost nothing about the banking industry, and yet I do know that when you're achieving over what and like you were, and yet it's never enough, is it?
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, you can do that, so let's raise the benchmark even higher. Well, yeah. You can do a lot of things, but at the same time, this thing called balance or the five pillars of health, most banks don't really strive to. And the turnover amazes me. I mean, I can go to the same bank over and over and over and over, and it seems like every week I get to meet a new cashier, a new teller, a new assistant manager.
Yeah, absolutely. The stress level is out of the roof, and it's not just with the tellers. So I can see where that girl you're talking about, that girl that was talking to you like how she does, that's probably mostly stress-related.
Yeah.
She's probably under the gun because she has to meet a quota,
yeah,
and maybe get enough cards, new cards out, whatever her quota happens to be. So who knows, you could have caught her on her last day and she had to have that one more card in.
Sure, and that's what I thought about. You know, that's the rest of the story. As I walked out and I went from that bank to another bank to where our mortgage is, because I had a quick question, the teller that I got there was polar opposite. we talked about water and the importance of it, because she had a big, you know, water bottle there, and I explained it, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know that." And we had, it was like night and day, and it was such a fun thing. But again, I understand that we can recognize that. And you made another point there that is really, really crucial, and that the fact of water, that when we give somebody or we encourage somebody to check out a Neken product or a Neken solution, because you keep using the word discomfort, and I'm guessing if you had to go back 18 years, your headaches, what you were dealing with because of that stress, was probably, you know, a little bit higher than discomfort. I would use the word agony or life-altering or, you know, life-debilitating.
Absolutely. It definitely was. It was so bad that at times, well, I would come home from work and no lights on in my house. It had to be stone quiet. Couldn't deal with anymore, no more. I managed to get home to the couch and with a blanket over my head so that there was no light filtering in. It was a horrible way to live. And I'm so grateful that this fellow reached out to me when I was in such dire need. Within 3 months, Vance, I was completely drug-free. After investing in the necklace and having a look at what Neken had to offer, right at that point in time, they were introducing the water. so we invested in the water as well, because we understood the importance of water. And between the two, 3 months, and I was taking an awful lot of drugs. And I haven't looked back, and that's been over 18 years.
You know, Michelle, I don't want to spend the whole time talking about water, but just with your story, you understood the value of it. We still have that water unit that you're talking about, the what they call the PIMAG 2000. It was introduced in the year 2000,
right.
18 years ago. Very expensive, even at the time, compared to what we have now. Basically, a third of the price is what our unit costs now, the waterfall, and with the pack specials and all the other great things. I've been sitting here sipping on the bottle, which I'm going to talk about in a bit. But the importance of detoxifying the body. If you were on that amount of medication to cleanse the body out, water, other than taking a detoxifier like the liver and cleanse, or cleanse and detox, I'm sorry, get the name correct, that was probably one of the more crucial elements for you as well. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I was dealing with that dizziness when I was first put the necklace on, and it was a magnetic necklace. It was a very pretty necklace. We have very nice jewelry, and we've got sports jewelry that can help for those athletes that are on the run or swimming or whatever. And then we've got dressy stuff, too. So I was wearing a very dressy, nice necklace, and what was happening was my body was trying to detox or cleanse. And I needed good water to come in. Once I introduced the good water, and I drank a lot of water, it was tap water. Once I introduced the PIMAG water, that cleansing just happened so much quicker and so much easier. There was not the discomfort to go through that cleanse. So that made a huge difference. So it's not just a matter of drinking water. It's a matter of drinking the right water for the body so that it can effectively help the body to do what it's supposed to do, to hydrate and to cleanse.
Well, and I think about the simple concepts, and we all know that, those of us who have been making it for a while, the concept of PIMAG water. It's natural. It's organic, even go that far. We don't talk about organic water. But it's not reverse osmosis. It's not been electrocuted. It's not using any type of chemicals to alter the structure. It's what's in nature. And that's one of the biggest things that I see with people say, oh, yeah, I drink this water, and I go get it from a friend because they've got this $5,000 machine, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, really? Okay. And they say, well, they, you know, and it's just like, wow, okay. Sometimes you don't want to get into an arguing match, based on lack of information, so it's not worth it. When you talked about, and I want to transition here because I know that you are currently a member of Team Kaizen, which is an illustrious group of people, so you got to go to Japan, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you originally started talking about the trip that you and your husband got to go on the cruise with the bank, and just compare and contrast that trip with the bank, the cruise, and I know it was great because I love cruises, or at least I used to. We've been on way too many of them. But compare and contrast that experience to what you earned with Nikan as part of Team Kaizen.
Huge difference. First of all, when I worked with the bank, they always talked about teamwork. And they have... I need a drink of water.
Yeah, no, I'm going to let you go. You drink, and I'm going to...
They have no idea what teamwork is all about. I did not fully understand until I got involved with Nikan what teamwork was all about. Wow, huge difference. So when we went on this cruise, I'm expecting to have a real holiday, and it was a beautiful holiday. However, there was lots of conferences that we had to attend, that we were expected to attend while on the boat. We were expected to network and build our strengths in our banking skills. That was what this cruise was all designed for, okay? Wonderful. What a great place to learn and expand and grow. Now, the difference with Nikan, when we went to Japan, there was no business. We were celebrated. We were treated like royalty. It was just breathtaking. It was amazing, though, how we were treated on this trip. Very special. It was just a huge celebration holiday. 100%. Did we network? Of course we did. We got to know each other, which was awesome. We were asked not to discuss business.
That's kind of a directive of Kurt Foley.
Yeah.
And when you get to spend time with him and his wife, who is just an absolute joy. I mean, that any event where she's going to be, wow, it's a royal treat. And because you get to see the woman behind the great man. And I'm not putting Kurt Foley on a pedestal or saying he's some demigod or anything like that. He's an ordinary person just like you and I. But when you see him out of the office, and in a very relaxed state, you get to have, as you said, those conversations, and we do network. It's part of it, but it is 100% vacation, a working vacation. But there's no work; it's all play.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to throw that in there because a lot of us don't have an understanding of that unless you've been on one of these things. Like the Team Kaizen or President's Club or a Millionaire's Club event. And everybody's eligible to go on them. We've been talking about going to Italy and that kind of thing. And everybody, you go on the website, see what the requirements are, and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going for it.
Absolutely.
I mean, shoot, you were doing over 400%. So, I mean, what's the problem,
yeah.
Right?
I don't want to go through that stress to qualify. What I find with Nikan, it's different. It's totally different. We're totally focused on the five pillars. And yes, sometimes you're out of balance when, you know, one of the pillars will become out of balance because life happens, right? And as you're advancing in rank or you're moving forward, sometimes you have to give up a little bit in order to make changes. That is reality. That is how it is. What I really love about this Italy trip is Jeff Isom is doing a training session for the whole month of August, and he said depending on how it goes, he might go further. But to help people advance to platinum, to achieve the goal of Italy, and he's calling it Italy or bust. So you're absolutely right. If somebody wants it bad enough, you can do it. You can do it. Anybody can do it.
Right, and I don't think it's really wanting it bad enough. It's, as you already said, it's just if you want something, then you have to, you didn't use the word sacrifice, but you have to make a decision, that's what I want. If I want to spend quality time with my family, that means I just turn the TV off.
Yeah.
Well, that's not much of a sacrifice.
For some it is.
No, for some it is. Because in America, I don't know what the stats are for you guys up in Canada, but our current statistics are that the average American home, the television is on. Okay, wait for it. Here we go. This is going to shock some of you. 9 hours per day.
Yep.
That's the average.
The average, yes.
And that means somebody, some household is doing 16 or 17 hours because ours is just not on. You know, it's just, so it's, you know, I just heard our youngest wake up, so I know she's upstairs and she's going to get frustrated any second because Daddy broke the DVD player last night. I don't know what I did. I simply wanted to watch something that I've been archiving to watch on Amazon Prime, and I turned it on and I pushed play and it just stopped. So she's going to be banging down the door here, and I need to barricade it so she can't interrupt us, but Daddy broke it. I don't know what I did. But my point is this, that we all come to that point of saying, look, I want this, so what do I get to give up? And is it really that much of a sacrifice? I don't think so. If I want to spend more time with my family, then that, or if I want to do this, or if I want to produce this, or if I want to build my Nikon business, what do I need to say, I'm going to just say no to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think what I've discovered is that all successful people just learned how to say no better at the things that they didn't want to be successful at. They just wanted to focus in on over here.
Yes. Yes.
It's not too much that. So when you look towards the future of Nikon, you've been at this for 18 years, you said, from obviously retired from the bank. And I know what the requirements are for Team Kaizen, and having Stacey and I were able to do it twice. And that's an achievement, so we're at the 50% mark. Okay, not at the 400% mark, we're at the 50% mark, because Team Kaizen's only been with us for 4 years. But there are people like Herb Rapp who are at the 100% mark. He's done it all 4 years.
Right.
Consecutively. And you find out what the requirements are, and you go for it. And Herb's done it. And I know that he's had to give up or sacrifice some other things. Looking at the future, Michelle, because I know you were in Orlando, so you got to be, you know, right there when there's always enhancements, there's always new things introduced. These things were, I think, catastrophic in a good way. With just so many different neat things, and we're still seeing some of those things evolve, and there's going to be more evolve. Where do you see this for you going in the future?
Well, for me, you know, it's funny. I'm at that age where most of my friends are retiring, and I don't see myself retiring. I love what I'm doing. It is not an effort. There's no stress. I don't find there's the stress doing what you love doing. It's just fun. For me, I'm very, very excited about the queue is gone. Definitely. That is a huge bonus. It's going to, I believe, make it easier for people to advance in rank and attract more people, I believe. Also, the packs. I'm very excited that the packs are back. I think that that makes it so much easier for people to start their business because now you're not guessing, okay, what do I start with? Now the packs are there. It's easy to integrate and create your wellness home. Very, very excited about, of course, the new water bottle and taking out the microplastics. I can see Nikon really expanding. I know that, you know, you've got your dips and valleys and curves and whatnot, and I know that we've had our struggles. I do believe from even listening to other network marketers from other companies and listening to what they're going through in their business or their company. And, you know, I think NECAM is right on the mark. I think that I can see huge expansion and growth. And I truly believe, I believe this with my whole heart, that NECAM is for everyone, whether it's the product end or the business. And when we're talking to people, I love what Bo Tanis said on the call, Mike's alignment call on Monday. He said, you ask, keep it simple. Bo's all about keeping it simple. And he says, you ask the individual when you're talking to them, do you want more money or more health? What are you looking for? More money or more health? How simple is that? We've got the solution for both.
Well, and I, you know, Stacey and I sat on the couch last night and had this conversation. She said this conversation was along those lines of, you know, what is it you're really looking for? And just be honest about that. And then she went on to say, you know what drives me nuts about this industry? And I went, oh, no, here we go. It was because she's had a recently had a friend who just got sucked into a company and her whole life has changed. She's become some person that we don't even recognize. I mean, her Facebook has changed. It's just like, who is this? And this is not, it's not good. This is not good. She's become a clone of the person who introduced her. And I thought, you know, that's not what NECAM is. Because as Bo's asking these questions, what do you need more of right now? What is the most crucial? Or I would take it a step further and say, hey, of these five pillars, body, mind, family, finances, society, which one for you is most out of, you know, off kilter?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's out of whack?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can be honest with ourselves, and it's going to change day to day. You know, some days we're going to say, like, yeah, I'm tired of popping as many pills as I am because I'm in a fog. I'm producing 400%, but I'm in a fog. And my daughter's saying I'm not very happy to be around. So for you, you started because of this major physical. And then the financial aspect opened up things later. But I love your story, Michelle, because you represent the majority of us that are out there going, you know, we need something to help us get back on kilter.
Right.
If there could be, you know. There's a Canadian band at the Epcot in the over in the Canadian section, and the name of the band is called Off Kilter.
I love them. I love them. I've got several of their CDs. Anytime I go to down to Orlando, and when I go into Epcot, I always go, and I have to listen to them. I love them.
See, it's the humor, but I've never in my life heard somebody do a rock and roll solo on a bagpipe.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
So that's not what NECAM is. We're going to get ourselves on kilter, not off kilter, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh. So thank you so much, Michelle. I know we could go on, and there's so many other things we could address, but we will have you back, because I don't think you've ever been a guest on Saturday AM Live, have you?
This is my first.
Okay, well, thank you, because I'm gonna bug you in a few months, if it even takes that long. But I'd love to have you share some of the stories that you've collected over the last almost two decades, because I'm sure you've seen a lot.
Absolutely. I would love to share.
So I appreciate it. And for those of you who jumped on the call late, Michelle Kowalczyk, did I say it right?
You did.
Okay. I struggled. I had to look at it. I am looking at it on my phone. So. But Michelle has been our guest. And as always, if you know somebody that you think, oh, my goodness, I have a banker friend, and they're kind of in that same situation, they're stressed. And, well, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And if it's not posted there in the blog, you can pull up the recording from the tab that says 2018 Recordings. It's right there. That's where Steve, our webmaster, gets them linked up there rather quickly, and you can pull it up. And once it starts playing, just copy and paste that link and send it via text or email and say, oh, man, I thought of you when I was listening to this story, and you might relate to it. Something like that. It's a great intro. But then, do the better thing, as Michelle was introduced to the product, and most of us were, offer a demo or offer to let them borrow a necklace or a pair of insoles or something. Or say, look, why don't you just buy these? You know, your feet are in agony all the time. What have you got to lose? You know, you're right. So that's a faster way to get a customer than rather than, you know, loaning them and then finding out later that it never got into their shoes because they didn't trim them down, you know, blah, blah, blah. Two other quick announcements I want to make, and that is, as Michelle made reference to, the queue is gone. Nikon is constantly making updates and changes, alterations to the website. You'll see that on the website, upper right-hand corner when you log in. The queue is gone. There's a song out there that's going through my head right now that would fit right in here. But on that note, when they make those updates and modifications, make sure you go underneath the tool, the business, My Business tab, and down there to your PWP, your website. Just hold your cursor there. It'll pop up. Go down My Personal Webpage. I think it's third or fourth from the bottom. Make sure you reset those and make sure. You need to do that tomorrow morning or any time after they make an update or systems upgrade. Okay? You kind of get in the habit of it. Okay? Because sometimes it resets and you want to make sure that's in the way you want it, the format it is. Really simple to do. And if you have questions, call Nikon. They'll tell you how to do it or talk to somebody who does it regularly like myself. But again, underneath the business tab, down near the bottom, PWP, click on it. Make sure everything that you want on your web page is there. And then lastly, really quick, as I made reference to, Michelle, did you hear any chirping noise while you were talking?
Chirping?
Chirping.
Sorry, I didn't notice.
You didn't notice. That's because it's been said that this new Nikon Pimax sports bottle makes chirping noises. But you didn't hear them, did you?
No.
I have drank half of the contents of this bottle while you and I have been having this conversation. It does not make a chirping noise, okay? If you try to let it re-aerate, or get the air back in the bottle that you've squeezed out, because this bottle can be squeezed, okay, from the bottom without getting your second or third shower of the day. It does not leak, all right? If it leaks, it's defective, all right? But this is not, and it does not make a chirping noise. If yours, okay, here. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
You did hear it. Okay. That's not a chirping noise. That is a feature that Nikon built in that if you use it and you try to let it aerate while it's, you know, vertical, you know, upside down, okay, when you travel to Orlando or to San Diego and you visit SeaWorld, okay, that sound that Nikon built into the bottle mimics dolphins. And you can actually steal the show away from the trainers that are paid a lot of money to get these dolphins to do certain things. So that's not a chirping noise. That's a dolphin, you know, sound. And that way you can, and see, you're not laughing, Michelle, so my joke has gone flat.
I was laughing. you know what? There's got to be some air. You got to let the air out. And when you let the air out, it's going to make some noise. When we let air out, we make noise, right?
Really? Really? Okay, now you're getting into, you know, eighth grade or eight-year-old conversation here that Addie would really enjoy. But no, the bottom line, folks, is the reason why I'm making such a big deal of this, if you're in an environment like a movie theater or in your office where it has to be absolutely dead silence, or you're at a funeral, Lord forbid you'd be drinking out of a sports bottle at a funeral, or at a golf tournament where it has to be, you know, no noise, no whatsoever, all you got to do, as I've been doing throughout this conversation, is before you let the air back in, put the bottle back in its upright position. And you'll hear a little tiny, tiny bit of air going in. We create a siphon. And so, but here's my point. This bottle is amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's been a long time coming, and the features and the benefits, the packet, the little fold-out brochure that comes with it, this thing could be sold for like $150 at an REI sporting goods store or Outback Adventure store because of what it does. When you read all the schematics and all that stuff that's built into it, and I love the flip top. I love the fact that it's sealed. I can tip it upside down. I'm squeezing it right now with the lid closed, and I'm not getting any water in my lap. It's absolutely ginormous when it comes to a portable unit. But as we've always said, you will get frustrated when you will get frustrated really quick because it only holds like 20 ounces. And most of us who want to be hydrated, we go through a lot more than that. I go through about 3 quarts a day on average. You know, that's well over half my body weight in ounces. But my point is, get the bottle, use it. It's in the pack, which is awesome, and that's all I got. So, Michelle, do you want to add anything to that bottle comment? Do you love yours or as much as
you know
as
what? Mine has not arrived yet. It takes a little bit longer in Canada here for us to get product.
Yeah, that's a whole conversation we could have on us down here in the States whining that I can order it and I can get it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We won't even get into there. I do not do negative. Anyways, I can't wait to get mine. I'm very, very excited about it.
But, you know, this is a bottle that for those of us who are on the go, it is an amazing solution, and you would not want to take it with you on a family vacation. If you're going to be gone for 2 or 3 days, no, just take the whole waterfall. That's what our family does. It's so much easier, especially if you're driving. You just drain the water out, put it in the trunk of the car, or stand it up in between the two van seats, and, you know, amazing solution. So, anyways, I think that's it. Michelle, I need to let you go, and I need to open up the line. So,
okay.
I look forward to having another conversation like this, and we'll hear more of some of the amazing stories that you've experienced in your NECAN career.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ben.
Okay. All right. Bye for now, Michelle.
Bye-bye now.